today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. This is today's special. And as usual, we look at the calendar, but first of all, congratulations, because today is the birthday anniversary of the last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. And of course, the beginning of Unity Week, the Week of Unity. Our calendar, 12 of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, today is corresponding to the 6th of Mih, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eve to every Muslim everywhere. Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Hujurat, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum. Wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers, and fear Allah that you may receive mercy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah joins Muslims together as brothers in faith and considers making peace with each other as a way for receiving God's mercy. The Holy Quran invites even followers of the previously revealed the scriptures to unity, calling them people of the book. When members of the society members gives up differences and their hearts become close to each other, the enemy cannot harm them.
Let us rejoice in thee. This is the day of
creed.
Let us rejoice in
peace.
For this is the day of
war. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad.
This is today's special, on a special day, on a special week, and we're speaking about using the power of unity to change lives on the week of unity. Mankind was one nation believing in Tawheed. Then they differed. Some of them believed and some disbelieved. So Allah sent the prophets with glad tidings and warnings. So whoever believes will enter paradise, and whoever disbelieves will enter hell. The conflict is still going on between belief and disbelief, truth and falsehood, and will continue until Allah inherits the earth and everyone on it. Islam is the religion for all mankind, and Allah has commanded us to convey it to all people. This can only be achieved if we are strong, and strength is based on faith and unity. Hence, Allah has commanded all the believers to adhere to His religion and to be united and not to be divided.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the Holy Prophet of Islam's efforts towards Islamic unity or Muslim Ummah unity. The life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his household, is not only a source of spiritual inspiration for billions of Muslims worldwide, but also a profound lesson in leadership, unity, and the quest for eradicating divisions among his followers. Throughout his prophetic mission, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked tirelessly to unite the diverse tribes and communities of Arabia under the banner of Islam, emphasizing the importance of unity among Muslims. Before the advent of Islam, Arabian Peninsula was a land marked by tribalism, constant warfare, and deep-seated divisions. Various tribal factions competed for power and resources, often resorting to violence to settle disputes. This atmosphere of chaos and discord made unity seem like an unattainable dream. So what was the message of Islam then? In the midst of this turbulent environment, the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, received the divine revelation of Islam. The message of Islam called for monotheism, social justice, and equality among all believers, regardless of their tribal or social backgrounds. It was a message of unity in faith and purpose.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Do you know that unity teaches us to be selfless? As Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, states, none of you will have faith until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Quite beautifully, this narration includes both Muslims and non-Muslims in relation to maintaining brotherhood. Here, our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is directing us about da'wah, invitation, and how a believer should invite a non-believer to Islam, just how he loves Islam for himself. For this reason, it is recommended to supplicate for the disbeliever to be guided. The meaning of love here is an intention for good, and this meaning is religious love, not human love. This type of love is therefore quite unique. Just like how you may invite a friend to your home due to wanting their presence and to host them to be the best of your abilities, inviting them to Islam with the same mentality is an example. Is an example of exposing love to someone due to wanting good for them. This is the essence of unity, bringing together people from all walks of life and making them bond through love and respect. So, as I told you, today is the first day of Unity Week. We are in the beginning days of Unity Week. And, of course, the birthday anniversary of last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, according to our Sunni brothers. It's a nice time to listen to the concept of unity in the viewpoint of leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei. And, of course, we end this program by this. The leader says, "This day is a very blessed day for Muslims. There was a light in the heart of a terrible darkness on the day that the holy person stepped into this world, like the depth of darkness in a vast deep ocean, overwhelmed with below, topped by below." The Holy Quran, chapter 24, verse 40. In describing those days and those dark conditions in humanity's life, the commander of faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, "The world was devoid of brightness and full of open deceitfulness." Nahjul Balagha, Sermon 89. The light of human values had disappeared from the hearts of people and societies. This day is an unforgettable day for the history of humanity. Commemorating this day does not mean that we want to revive its effect and influence in the world. Whether we want it or not, this event and this astonishing and great phenomenon has already exerted its influence in the history of humanity. If there is any human honor, virtue, and glory in the world, it is because of the Prophet's auspicious existence.
There's a professor in the United States, professor of philosophy. He writes an interesting story. He says, "One day I went to Sears or Walmart, to one of these department stores, and I purchased a barbecue grill. And I took it home and I was trying to assemble it." He says, "As I'm trying to assemble it, you know, you have that propane gas tank which you have to attach it to in order for you to light the fire with. He says, as I was trying to open this tank in order to attach it to the barbecue grill, I heard the gas escaping, the propane gas escaping. And you know, propane gas is poisonous. You don't want to inhale that thing." He says, "As I realized that I was inhaling this gas because I was hearing the noise of it escaping, I started to breathe very fast. I started to feel as I was suffocating, and I almost lost consciousness. So we called 911, the emergency, the police, to come and help us." Now, he says, interestingly, when the police came and they examined the propane gas tank, they told him, "What's wrong with you? This gas tank was empty. There was no propane gas. You have to go and fill it yourself." And we confirmed with Sears or Walmart that when they actually sell these things, they come empty. There is no gas in it. And he says, "It's amazing how the belief that I had, because I thought, I was under the impression that there was actually a poisonous gas coming from this tank, I actually felt suffocating. I almost lost my consciousness, but then I realized there was just some oxygen trapped inside. There was really nothing." And he uses this story to demonstrate the power of faith, respected brothers and sisters. When we speak of unity, I would like to confirm to you that the most important aspect and tool that can give you unity is faith.
Dear brothers and sisters, again, we congratulate to all of you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Sunnis and the Shiites. We congratulate you on the birthday anniversary of our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and the Week of Unity. Inshallah, we continue this topic to know more about it till another session. Fi amanillah.
Mustafa. أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين